I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone an old friend and an excellent chazan. His name is Jackie Mendelson, and he is currently the chazan at Temple Israel Center in White Plains. Good evening, Jackie.
Good evening, Charlie. Great to be here.
Thank you for joining with me. I am so excited about introducing a lot of your wonderful music to my audience, but before we get to the music, I thought we'd just do a little bit of an introduction as to how you came to be involved in Chazonus.
Chazonus was a part of my family. My late uncle was a great chazan in Montreal, Canada, and of course my dear brother is 106 years, was my mentor. I was born when he was 13, and I learned so much from him.
Well, I've been in touch with Saul for quite a time now, and he's a terrific guy, and we wish him many many years of good health. So you started at a rather young age.
Yes, I did. When I was four, I sang a solo for Beryl Chagi in our family sukkah, and Chagi Olav Shalom said I was going to be a chazan, so I guess he was right.
Where did you study?
I studied privately, starting at age 11, with William Buckchester, who was the composer of the famous Habet Mishamayim Urei of the Koussevitzky brothers. I did my formal training at the Hebrew Union College School of Sacred Music, where I studied with Moshe Genshoff, Yisrael Alter, and other great teachers.
Now, you were originally from Brooklyn. I saw that wonderful movie about your life, A Cantor's Tale. I think many of those listening may be familiar with that. It was really terrific.
Yes, I was blessed to be chosen to be the focal point of that movie. Here's a bit of news that just came out. The movie is going to be on PBS Channel 13 around the high holidays.
Wonderful. Oh, that's really great. That's really great. Of course, it really must have been terrific to go back to the old neighborhood. It was Borough Park, I think, was really where a lot of the action took place.
Yeah, especially Schick's Bakery.
Any more that you want to comment about the movie?
Well, the movie really kind of helped put me on the map there. It got a lot of play. It was in over 100 festivals all around the world.
Right.
And including Poland, where I visited with the movie, Canada many times, Israel, where it plays with quite an amount of regularity. So a lot of people kind of know me in the street in Israel when I go there.
Interesting. Interesting. What I'd like to do is play a couple of your selections, and then we'll come back to some of the reminiscences and some of your history. I think the first two selections will be from an album, A Taste of Eternity. Why don't you tell us about the album, and we'll be hearing the first selection is Av HaRachamim.
This is A Taste of Eternity with the Western Wind Vocal Ensemble, one of the greatest a cappella choirs in the world. The narrator is... The name is escaping me.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy. The great Leonard Nimoy is the narrator. And this particular subject is Shabbat morning. I also recorded Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with them on different recordings.
Yes,
but this
I
is
that.
A Shabbat morning recording.
Right. And who is the person who does the Vimale?
The Vimale is William Zukoff, who has a very unusual voice, a throwback to the old choirs where they used to have male sopranos.
Uh-huh.
Billy Zukoff is a what's called a countertenor. He's actually a male alto. Wonderful musician and a gorgeous voice.
Okay, so let's get right to the Av HaRachamim. Again, this is from the album A Taste of Eternity, a musical Shabbat.
Lief ein Leiter.
Was something really beautiful, Jackie.
Thank you, thank you.
I noticed from the liner notes that was recorded in Brooklyn about 4 or 5 years ago.
That was recorded in the Kane Street Synagogue.
Uh-huh. Where is that?
The exact.
No. What section?
It's not too far from Borough Park.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of the section right,
right.
now.
No, it's
walking distance from Borough Park.
I haven't done any cantorial concerts there, so I was just curious.
It's gorgeous shul.
Really, there's so many
great
wonderful
acoustics.
Wonderful shuls around. Now, the next selection is from the same album, A Taste of Eternity. It's Mechalkel Chaim.
This is the Mechalkel Chaim that Moshe Chazovitsky used to sing when he davened Rosh Chodesh benching.
Uh-huh. Did you sing in Kusevitsky's choir?
Yes, I did. I sang with Benny Friedman.
Oh, really? Really? Perhaps you're not aware of the fact that one of my secret goals, is, well, not so secret, is to have a reunion of fellas who sang in that choir. I have about 15 or 20 names, and after this interview, perhaps you'll add a few more names, and I think it would really be fun to go back to that temple and have 30 or 40 guys singing in a choir. I'm sure it would be very, very interesting.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Okay, so this is Mechachel Chaim.
But unfortunately, Benny won't be around to hit us.
You'll have to tell us some stories about that. Okay, here is Mechachel Chaim from the album A Taste of Eternity.
Rachamim Rabim Sa'o Mechnev Limisa Mechnev Lim Umatir, umatir asurim,
asurim,
umekayem emunaso,
That was just beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, tell us, you mentioned, I think you said an uncle was a chazan in Montreal?
My uncle Nehemiah was the chazan of Shara Shemayim in Montreal for 35 years.
Wow. And your brother Saul certainly was well known among chazanim, and I understand that your wife and your son are involved. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, my wife is cantor of Larchmont Temple in Larchmont, New York, and our son is a filmmaker by trade, but he davens for the High Holidays in my shul with alongside me in his own service. And he recently did a concert, a solo recital, which was topped off by four or five pieces of chazanut, all Jewish music, Ladino, Israeli, Yiddish, and topped off by chazanut, and hopefully we can get you to play that someday.
Well, I look forward to getting the recordings, and I look forward to sharing it with the audience, you got to keep me posted on that.
Will do.
Yes, the next album certainly is a little different, and I think perhaps you might give us some background. It's an album called Chazonos, or Chazonos.
This is an album that was conceived of by Frank London, the great jazz trumpeter from the Klezmatics, founding member of the Klezmatics. And the reason this came about was because of the movie. Frank, yes, The Cantor's Tale. Mm-hmm. Frank London composed the musical score for A Cantor's Tale. And part of that score were pieces of chazanut. And what the chiddush here, chiddush is the fact that the chazanus is accompanied by jazz. So,
by the way, to my audience, we're going to hear something rather unique. Of course, towards the end, we're going to get back to some traditional. But this album, actually, the second piece that we'll be playing, Moran de Vishmai, is very different. But before I get on to the first selection that we'll be hearing, Jackie, there was a quote on the album which I'd like to read to my audience because I was so impressed. This was by Avraham Joshua Heschel. And it's a quote about the job of the cantor. And I just think it's so beautiful. He wrote, "Music is more than just expressiveness. It is rather a reaching out toward a realm that lies beyond that of verbal propositions. While other forces in society combine to dull our mind, music endows us with moments in which the sense of the ineffable becomes alive. Cantorial music is not an end in itself, but a means of religious expression." The function of music is to help us to live through a moment of confrontation with the presence of God. Our responsibility is to be the voice of the glory, to sing its silence. Wow, some words, really. I had never seen that before.
He's a great philosopher and thinker.
The first piece that we're going to hear on this rather unusual album, but I don't think that the first piece is, we'll see how representative it is of the album, is Yehi Ratzon.
That's Sheyavon HaBeis HaMikdash.
Okay.
You'll hear my son on this too.
Oh, great. Okay.
Thank you.
trishemele keinu.
Wow, is that rather different, to say the least?
Yeah. Well, if you go on to the next cut, then you hear a beat, sort of the bebop comes on in.
Oh, yeah. Did I cut it too short?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me go to the next piece. Okay, I was going to the Morin Divishmaya, but let's go to the next part. I, you know what? I'm wondering whether that was too much for me, but I don't know. Let's, because when you said Shei Yibona, oh, I'm going to play it. What the heck? Come on. Okay. This is Shei Yibona Beis HaMikdash.
That's right, the continuation.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jackie. Thank you. Jackie.
Yeah.
Rather wild.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you look at the index for the last year or my 30 years of Chazonus, I'm such a square. I am into the traditionalists, but that was very different, to say the least.
That's a kind of a hip-hop version.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how's my audience going to react to this? But you know what? It's something new. It's
live a little.
I'm gonna live a little. I I hope I live that beyond was, this. But
that was my son's cup stem at the
end. No, I got it. The next piece is something also rather unusual. So why don't you tell us a little bit about?
Kind of this is a little more serious. This is real Chazonus. It's one of my favorite quartan pieces.
Moran Divishmaya.
It's the great Moran Divishmaya from Slichus. And this was Frank's arrangement. It was me singing. I just sang the Chazonus straight, and he did his thing behind me.
Okay, I have to prepare my audience. We're going to be getting to traditional in a few minutes, but this is semi, okay? I will not judge it at the moment. I enjoyed it, and I was planning to play it anyway, so let's hear Moran Divishmaya. This is from the album Chazonus.
Oh, my God.
very different, to say the least.
Thank you, I guess.
I have to get used to it, I would say. I admit, Jackie, I'm real square. I'm a real square. But I found it to be different and unique, and I was getting into it somewhat. But it's something that I think one has to learn.
Well, the Chazonis and jazz are real cousins, because Chazonis is improvisation. That's what it is, and jazz is improvisation. And the great jazz singers that played at the Cotton Club used to go across the street and hear Rosenblatt, Davin, and their jazz would be influenced by the Chazonis.
Interesting.
And the Chazonis was influenced by jazz.
Who were some of the cantors who influenced you the most in your career?
Well, in our house, Hirschman was king. So I would have to say number one is Hirschman.
Uh-huh.
And Quarton, Hagi, of course, the Koussevitzky brothers, both Moshe and David. We were members of both shuls, dues-paying members,
uh-huh.
Bethel and Emmanuel.
Interesting.
And both Koussevitzky brothers used to be patrons of my father's delicatessen.
did your father sing, by the way?
Nah, he didn't have much of a voice.
Uh-huh.
He could sing in tune, but he didn't have a voice.
Right.
My mom, Oliver Shalom, had a beautiful voice.
Interesting. The next piece that we're going to hear is Ochila. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is Ochila La'el. This is right before the Malchuyos on Rosh Hashanah. And it's a composition by Moshe Genshoff, one of my great rebbes, who I admire to no end. This was a live concert done in Chicago.
Uh-huh. I enjoyed the selection, Baboker. I will save that for another time.
Okay.
Okay, let's
That's
hear
an inside joke.
Okay, let's hear Ochila.
Okay.
Ochila lo.
Oh!
vertieft tach. O fia kit te hila techa. Lefanecha Hashem Zuri Vekoli
Ochila, that was done with a live audience? At a live performance?
Yes.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was too very sad what happened with our friend Barry Sirota.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
I'm planning to do a special in his memory, and I'll be asking various people. I hope to include you with comments about his impact on Chazanis. Well, we have time for two more selections. Tell us, this is from 1983. The album is Cantorial Recitatives by Legendary Masters, and the first will be Zara Chaya.
Well, this is Zara Chaya by Yisrael Alter, one of my great teachers. This is the first number that I ever sang. It was back in 1970. I sang at the Concord Hotel at the Cantor's Convention. It was the very first time that I ever sang in front of a national convention.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, later in the 80s, I recorded what you're about to hear. So it has a special meaning for me.
Great.
It's a wonderful piece of Chazanis.
For sure.
By the great Yisrael Alter.
Okay. Zara Chaya.
Kayove kayomo Zaro Kayove kayomo Zaro Nilo yivsuk Dilo yivsuk vedi ilo yivtu Mi piskam ora so Zaro Hayove kayomo Zaro Shahadin Rav Revaya Im Zeheraya Tafelon Shaya Malekode Yalema Yevorech Yaschon Yevorech Yevorech Yaschon Yapish Hayechon Yaskei Holy Shannon! versis parcum, versis tesavum in caloco, um in calmari in piscin. Moro divece mo man verirun, kolse man verirun, den amar, den amar, den amar,
Zarachaya. Really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
That was done in 1983.
Yes. Here's a little known factoid about that recording. I coached that entire recording with Moshe Genshoff, and he insisted on coming with me to the recording, to the actual recording in B'nai Jeshurun in
Short Hills.
Short Hills.
Right.
And he was standing several feet from me and sort of conducting me as I was singing each number on that recording.
Interesting, interesting.
So it was nice in a way. It was also very nerve-wracking in another way.
For sure.
Because he was very exacting and demanding.
Right.
But I was very grateful to have had that experience. And that particular rendition was Rabbi Shore, Oliver Shalom in Bethel, his favorite thing that I ever did. He always would say, "Jackie, Jackie, Jackie, when are you going to sing Yapish Chayechon, Yapish Chayechon? Sing it for me, Jackie."
Interesting, interesting.
That was one of his all-time favorite compositions.
Our last selection we'll be hearing is Al Tira.
Al Tira Mipachat Pitzom. It's right after the Aleinu Lishabeach.
Okay.
Pachad pisom, al tiro mi pachad pisom. Al tiro mi pachad pisom, umishoas reshaim pisavo. Al tiro, al tiro mi pachad pisom, umishoas reshaim. So it's over so far. Daberu davar velo yakum. Daberu davar velo yakum. Daberu davar velo yakum. Daberu davar velo 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 yakum. Ol tiro. Otso et habe so fort, da bro da var velo yakum, Uco et ave so far, da bruda varvelo jacum, da bruda varvelo jacum, da bruda varvelo jacum, da bruda varvelo jacum, che e manu, e manu, che e manu, che e
Beautiful. Jackie, it's amazing how fast time goes by. It's a little over an hour already.
Oh, boy.
How about that? Well, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to share your music and your thoughts with us. We've been having a conversation with cantor Jackie Mendelson, who is at the Temple Israel Center in White Plains. I hope to get some recordings of your son Daniel, and also to get the date of the showing of your wonderful film, A Cantor's Tale, when it's going to be appearing in the fall, so I can inform my audience. But any closing words, Jackie?
Well, I just want to thank you for doing what you're doing to keep Chazonus alive, because if Chazonus stays alive, it's going to be because of people like you.
Thank you. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you again soon, Jackie, in regards to your family.
All right. Kol tov.
Thank you. Shalom.
Bye.